Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, in one hotel in Glasgow, they're preparing for the comedy festival in nearby Edinburgh by hoping to supply laughs from first thing in the morning. The AC Hotel is currently inviting applications for what they call a banter merchant. Jennifer Williamson is Deputy General Manager there. Afternoon, Jennifer.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad. So what is the job spec for this person?
So we wanted someone to entertain our guests in the morning, you know, give them a bit of tableside banter, teed up their breakfast. And, you know, it was really to promote that Glasgow is less than an hour from Edinburgh, and Glasgow's a really great option to stay here and then travel to and from the Fringe.
Yeah, and because the prices, anyone who's ever been there, the prices of hotels during the festival, absolutely astronomical. So there's a bit of sense there. And is your hotel right beside the train station or anything?
Yeah, we're literally just seconds walk from Queen Street Station, which is the main train station that will take you through to Edinburgh.
Okay, nice one. So the person that you did employ for this eventually, are they a comic, do you think, or just kind of someone?
It's open to both. So it's open to anyone who's got a run at the festival. Maybe they've got some shows up there in the sort of late afternoon, evening, had a bit of time in the morning to come and entertain our guests before they go up. Or anyone who's a budding comic who thinks that they've got the right appropriate banter for our breakfast chat. So yeah, it's open to anyone. But certainly we will be sort of quite... we'll be looking for someone who's got the, you know, appropriate breakfast banter.
Okay. Have you done this before? Did you just notice that your hotel was somewhat banter-free?
No, we've never done anything like this before. As I say, we really just were sitting around the table coming up with some ideas of how we could sort of get involved with the Fringe. And this came up and we thought, is it a bit of a mad idea? Could this work? Would we actually get someone? And yeah, it's just gone from there and it's been an incredible response.
Yeah. It's a tricky one, though, I'd imagine. Now, I mean, I'm only speaking personally, Jennifer. I'm not dissing your idea at all. But in the morning, I don't want to talk to anyone, nor do I want to listen to anyone, nor do I want somebody to come over and try and slapping their thighs and starting a few jokes on me. So the person that have to be emotionally aware?
Absolutely. I mean, we get that it could definitely be a real tough gig for even the best of comics. But yeah. People haven't woken up yet, they've not had their coffee yet. So yeah, it's going to be a different style of comedy, a different approach, definitely, for that time of the morning. But we really want to give our guests something that they can go away talking about and just start their day off, like, you know, with some really good comedy.
And how do you envisage this works? Like, are people in you know, having their breakfast and this person has one spot and they're hello, everybody, blah, blah. Are they going around from table to table?
I mean, I would imagine table to table, but we're sort of open to ideas.
Yeah.
Table to table might be a bit easier, you know, they might get a feel for the table and whether, you know, they're going to get away with some jokes or if it's going to be like a sort of set in the morning. But depends on who we find, it would be sort of up to them. We're quite flexible.
Right. OK, they're going to have the plan, really, because I suppose, and, you know, obviously there's going to be kids and families there. So the material will have to be tailored for that.
Absolutely. It's got to be breakfast appropriate.
Yes. Family and breakfast appropriate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can. Yeah. So if they're going around from table to table, it could be quite dispiriting. Well, I suppose, you know, comics are used to this, but they could be like table one, feck off, table two, feck off, table three, double feck off. Then they find one table who's prepared to listen to them and then they won't leave that one alone. They could be very new. They could be. How are you going to test, you know, how robust their ego is, that they're not, you know, they're not clinically depressed by the end of a week?
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. It could be really tough for them. I'm really, it's going to be a real challenge. But I think what we're doing is we are taking videos. So that'll be the first sort of process to go through the videos. See what they're like and then invite them in. And yeah, if they can make me laugh in the morning, I'm pretty sure they can make anyone laugh in the morning.
Okay. But you see, you sound like a nice person, Jennifer. what you need is to put them in a room with four people who just stare at them, stony faced.
Yeah.
And just see how they cope with that. That's probably the more important thing. And this is a paid, this isn't like you're not expecting anyone to do this for free or anything.
No, absolutely not. So what we initially offered out was if you are a comedian at the festival or you want to go enjoy the festival, we're going to put them up for the month of August here in the hotel with complimentary accommodation and breakfast.
Oh, nice.
And then they would become a paid team member as well during that time. So they would get paid for their time. And yeah, so that would all be negotiable. But certainly we would we'd be putting them up here in the hotel and, of course, giving them free breakfast.
OK, but they're going to have their breakfast long before anybody else has their breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Our team starts at 6 a.m. So, you know, we'd expect them to be up with the team.
Right. OK, so they're going to have to be a morning person as well. That's
yeah,
a long
absolutely.
Day if you're a comic,
I know, some energy in the morning. They can have an afternoon nap. They'll have a nice comfy bedroom here. They can just go back up to their bed for a wee while before heading through to Edinburgh.
OK, well, that would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so have you had many applications so far?
Yeah, we've had a few. The sort of reaction on Twitter and stuff was hilarious. I think everyone thinks that they're a banter merchant in Glasgow. So that's been really interesting. So yeah, we've had some good laughs in the office for sure. But no, we've not had the right candidate yet, I don't think.
Right, okay. And so far, have your candidates just been from local Glasgow people or from further afield?
There's been a good old mix, and interestingly, you know, we're also trying to get some, you know, comics who have got an Edinburgh show or wanted to do an Edinburgh show, but they couldn't because of the cost of accommodation in Edinburgh. So it's really those types of people that we're thinking, oh, I never got my shot at the Fringe, but this could be my foot in the door, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, we're open to anyone though.
Okay, so anyway, would many people be staying in Glasgow for the Fringe and travelling back and forth? Because it's less than an hour on the train. So would many people do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for us, we've seen, you know, when Taylor Swift was playing in Edinburgh, a lot of people stayed in Glasgow and travelled through to see that gig. And I think more and more now people are seeing Glasgow as a really good base for, you know, whatever they're coming to Scotland for. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I suppose you can't be fussy about nationality. Usually during the festival, would most of your clients be non-Scottish?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely an international crowd in the month of August.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. So, you take an English comedian, even?
I mean, we would.
Well, you know, anyone watch the final of the Euros? You know, do you really want to hear that first thing in the morning?
We don't want any of that chat in the Glasgow Hotel, no.
Right. Okay. So, there's some. And one of our listeners says, well, you know what the word crack means? It means
yes,
fun and everything.
Yes,
Edinburgh is no crack. A Glasgow funeral is better than an Edinburgh wedding.
I have to agree. As a West Coaster in Scotland, I would have to agree that Glasgow definitely has they've got the humour, they've got the sense of humour compared to the East Coast. And I might get cancelled for that for anyone listening in Edinburgh, but, you know, I think Glasgow's definitely got the banter.
It is, yeah, they're all schnobs in Edinburgh. Schnobs and tutors, as I say in Scotland. Jennifer, thanks a million for talking with us today and best of luck. Oh, sorry, Jennifer, before I let you go, anyone listening who wants to apply for this gig, what should they do?
Oh, absolutely. So we've got a job advert live on our website. If they want to send us a 60-second video, they can do so. And we'd love to hear from anyone because we know that Irish banter is elite. So it's definitely up there with us, Scott. So yeah, we would love to hear from your listeners. It'd be amazing.
Fantastic stuff. Jennifer, thanks a million. Best of luck with that. That was Jennifer Williamson there, Deputy General Manager of the AC Hotel in Glasgow. So you can just Google that and you'll find them.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.